Police say a YouTube video that went viral in September 2023 shocked countless online viewers, especially Coloradoans, not to mention those motorists who encountered this motorcycle rider in person on the day of his infamous ride. The Colorado State Patrol now says they have positively identified the motorcyclist and have issued a warrant for his arrest on list of dangerous driving charges. On September 28, Rendon Dietzman, a 32-year-old from Texas who is a YouTuber known as Gixxer Bra, traveled on Interstate 25 from Colorado Springs, Garden of the Gods Road, to the Denver metro area in 20 minutes with speeds over 150 miles per hour. The video shows he squeezed through small gaps in between vehicles, traveling on the shoulder, and putting hundreds of people in jeopardy. Police said the YouTuber has posted multiple videos from different parts of the country on his channel exhibiting similar driving actions. Illegal and reckless driving behavior will not be tolerated in Colorado, said Sergeant Troy Kessler of the Colorado State Patrol's Public Affairs Office. We care too much for those traveling on our roadways to ignore the blatant disregard for the safety of others. After investigation and coordination with the Dallas Police Department and the El Paso County District Attorney's Office, the Colorado State Patrol says it has positively identified Dietzman as the motorcycle rider that day, and an arrest warrant has been issued on the following charges. Menacing, placed another person in fear of imminent serious bodily injury. Engaged in speed contest. Reckless endangerment. Reckless driving. Speeding 40 miles per hour over prima facie limit. Engaged in exhibition of speed. Vehicle had no number plates attached. From January through March, the Colorado State Patrol says it is dedicating its proactive education efforts, the Keep Your Cool campaign, to focus on speed, aggressive drivers. This is an extreme example, but sadly a real one, Kessler said. If you drive like this, you can expect to be arrested when you are located. This is the best outcome for a person who drives violently since the smallest mistake could result in his death or that of an innocent person in the area. We simply have no tolerance toward someone who so blatantly disregards the well-being of the community. None of the allegations have been tested in court and Dietzman is considered innocent unless proven guilty.